We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, esteemed viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 63 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, channels 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Boulia on Medium Network Service or MNS. Channel 23 in Kumba on Siat Kumba. In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia on Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, and Channel 95 on Yongchiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Chai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puzi City, Channel 90 on Daoyang Cable TV. In Chai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunnan County, Channel 108 on Douleo Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuncheng Township on Peigang Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Hob Province, Channel 21 on Hanel Tai Cable TV. In Edenet City, Channel 26 on Elkhat Tengger Cable TV. Channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Sugbathur, Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Uul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. And Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolia Digital Broadcasting. In Bayanzurk and Han Uls District, Channel 25 on Himori Cable TV. In Hutush on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Underhan City in Hinte Province, Channel 23 on Sandbird Company. In Sanchan City in Dornogab Province, Channel 25 on SunPower Company. In Germany in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg in Wilhelm Tell. And in Hamburg on Willy Tell using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recan Cable Network. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista. And Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Aborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on CIMA TV Cable Company. In Engativa 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Barrio No Oriental de Bogotá, Zona 1, Channel 41 on Teleunidos, and Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia and Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Paraguay, in Viami, Channel 24 on Video Cable, and in Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Araguay, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tirapacuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Domoe SA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguatsu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguatsu. In Ananderias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Ananderias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.supremastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.supremastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Mozambique announces plans for a safe drinking water project valued at more than $129 million. In health news, a Swedish researcher finds that exercising when young increases bone strength later in life. In ecology news, Formosa or Taiwan helps to conserve the planet with trees. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 12th, is the Independence Day of the Philippines, observing its attainment of autonomy in 1898. Made up of approximately 7,100 islands and islets, this Southeast Asian archipelago contains several United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Sites. The Tubataha Reef Marine Park is a notable example of a pristine coral reef and is home to many marine species. Puerto Princesa Subterranean River National Park with its underground waterway features remarkable limestone landscapes. May the kind people of the Philippines have a splendid Independence Day.
Russia Day, commemorating its sovereignty achieved in 1990, is also celebrated today. Covering over 17 million square kilometers, Russia is the largest country in the world. The central Sikhote Aline, situated in the far east of the nation, provides habitat for many endangered species. It is part of a mountain range which is located in a mixed ecological zone between taiga and subtropics and has among the most distinctive temperate forests. The oldest and deepest lake on the planet, Lake Baikal, is located in the southern region of Siberia. Both central Sikhote Aline and Lake Baikal are UNESCO World Heritage Sites. We wish the gentle citizens of the nation a joyful Russia Day.
Fly-in news. Weather extremes impact Dominican Republic. According to the nation's Emergency Operations Center, inundating precipitation starting June 4th caused flooding and landslides in the provinces of San Cristobal, Dajabon, and Santo Domingo, followed by downpours and strong winds on Wednesday, June 10th, that caused damage to homes and crops in the provinces of Santiago, La Vega, and Espaillat. Civil defense officials have organized rescue teams to assist in evacuations. After the rains halted, an intense heat wave struck, which meteorologists said did not have a scientific explanation and thus frightened many people. Thankfully, no casualties or injuries were reported. Our sincere gratefulness, Emergency Operations Center and Civil Defense personnel, for your efforts to ensure the safety of fellow citizens. Wishing the Dominican residents a swift resuming of regular lives and that the calm of equilibrium is restored for all as we strive for more caring stewardship of the planet.
Earthquakes jolt Indonesia, Vanuatu, the Philippines, China, and Japan. On Wednesday evening, June 9th, a quake measuring 5.7 on the Richter scale struck Halmahera of Indonesia's Maluku Islands. The next morning, a strong 6.0 magnitude tremor occurred near the South Pacific island nation of Vanuatu on the same day that residents of the Philippines' South Mindanao region were shaken by a magnitude 5.2 tremor in the province of Davao Oriental. That afternoon, a remote mountainous region of China's Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region was rattled by a 5.1 quake centered in the Kyzylsu Kyrgyz Autonomous Prefecture, with tremors that temporarily shut down communications and caused cracks in some homes. Another 5.1 magnitude quake hit off the east coast of Japan's largest island of Honshu that night. There were fortunately no reports of casualties or major damage. We are glad to know of the general safety of residents in the many quake-shaken regions. Our prayers that such disturbances may soon be a thing of the past as humanity's gentler ways help restore the Earth's stability.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
It's very important. I think it's really a win situation between, on the one hand, the European Union, on the other hand, Vietnam.
European Union continues support to Ô Lạc or Vietnam. At a press conference outlining development activities for the fiscal year, Sean Doyle, ambassador and head of the European Commission delegation to Ô Lạc, announced a donation pledge of 62.25 million euros. The assistance is planned for three primary areas: support for ethnic minorities, improving the health sector, and enhancing environmental protection. Many thanks and Providence bless your generous assistance, Ambassador Doyle and European Union. Through such kindness, may the people of Ô Lạc be graced with blossoming progress and prosperity.
British Queen's birthday celebrated with trooping of the color. Following a quiet celebration of Her Majesty's actual birthday in April, the official commemoration of her 84th year is welcomed by thousands in the United Kingdom as well as people in international Commonwealth countries with the annual trooping of the color. As part of the traditional ceremony that takes place this year on Saturday, June 12th, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II rides from Buckingham Palace in a procession to then witness as one regiment is selected to demonstrate their color or flag. We join in respectful honor, Your Majesty, of your lifetime of dedicated and noble leadership, wishing you many more years of fulfilling good health to share with the people of the United Kingdom and beyond.
The 2010 FIFA World Cup launches in South Africa. Excitement filled the air as the 19th FIFA World Cup began with a kickoff celebration concert on Thursday, June 10th.
We are here at OR Tambo International Airport, close to the Soccer City Stadium in Johannesburg, where the 2010 FIFA World Cup South Africa opening ceremony was just held. Dazzling performances on opening night feature world-renowned musicians such as Black Eyed Peas, John Legend, and Shakira.
With the first game played in Johannesburg between South Africa and Mexico on Friday concluding with both teams victorious in a score of 1-1, the remaining 2010 FIFA World Cup matches are being played over the next 4 weeks in Johannesburg, as well as eight other South African host cities with 32 international teams participating.
Everywhere, fans proudly display the color and flag of their favorite teams. Indeed, many people of all age and background are united by the World Cup spirit.
I think the World Cup is awesome. It's a celebration. Everyone's happy and it's about soccer. It's about that togetherness.
When you're watching the match, you just feel that everyone is equal and you become brothers and sisters in a way. I love the fact that I have met so many great people from different countries all over the world.
Yeah. Do you believe that the World Cup will bring people together?
Definitely, yeah. Not 100%, but 150%.
Good match, and we are friends. That's the more important.
We all are honored because of this event.
Welcome 2010. Feel it is here.
Reporting from Supreme Master Television, Johannesburg, South Africa.
We wish all the talented players an auspicious and memorable start to the 2010 FIFA World Cup as we join the thousands of admiring fans in cheering on the games. May the colorful array of international flags serve as a warm reminder of friendly sportsmanship in a harmonious world.
Two women save man from drowning. While walking on a path near a river in Michigan, USA, Ms. Katie Meisner did not think twice when she spotted a man's body floating in the water. After shouting to a nearby kayaker who came to help, she pulled the man to shore but noticed that he was not breathing. So Ms. Meisner then performed chest compressions, which she said she remembered from being taught many years previously, while the other woman gave breath resuscitations. After several minutes, the man, who had apparently also been kayaking, revived with a cough. Arriving firefighters transferred him to the hospital where he is said to be recovering. Our salute, Ms. Katie Meisner, for your caring and selfless courage, as we also thank the kayaking helper and all other emergency personnel for their timely assistance. Wishing the man a swift and complete recuperation with God's loving grace. For their noble and quick-thinking actions, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Ms. Katie Meisner and her fellow rescuer with the Shining World Hero Award.
Save our planet. Lead poisoning affects thousands in Nigeria. Following a recent episode of illegal mining in Zamfara State, the country's Ministry of Health stated that over 160 people have died thus far from lead poisoning, with 355 others diagnosed as affected. The Nigerian government requested the help of such groups as the World Health Organization, or WHO, Doctors Without Borders, and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC.
Testing by the CDC has revealed extremely high blood levels of lead in thousands of adults and children in the contaminated region. The toxic effects of the lead have left many survivors with afflictions such as blindness, deafness, or loss of all motor skills. Agency spokesperson Vivi Abrams said the scope of the poisoning is unprecedented in CDC's work with lead poisoning worldwide. The international health agencies are now urgently training local residents in effective cleanup and containment procedures, hoping to stop the toxic substance from spreading with seasonal heavy rains expected in the coming month.
Our deep thankfulness, Nigerian government, and all the helping organizations working to alleviate the suffering of innocent villagers. We join in sadness for the lives lost and pray for the comfort and recovery of the afflicted as we strive to eliminate such tragedies through our more conscious care of the planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has long called on humanity to act with greater regard for the ecosphere for the sake of both the environment and all life on Earth, as during a July 2008 video conference in Formosa.
Everyone knows by now that protecting the environment, protecting the animals, are actually protecting ourselves. So we must protect the environment. If the environments are friendly and conducive to a healthy lifestyle, then everything else will be fine. We should have more rules, more guidelines to protect a natural habitat, because sometimes we overlook the long-run effect. We just see the immediate benefit or gains, and we forget that in the long run, if we are carelessly built or damage or interfere with nature, then the consequence is very, very detrimental to ourselves and to the planet, just like what we are facing right now. We should act fast. Be wise, go green.
Save Our Planet, UNEP developing new science policy platform to protect biodiversity. The conference, co-hosted by the United Nations Environment Program, or UNEP, and the South Korean Environment Ministry, concluded on June 11th, with the governments in attendance agreeing to the creation of a new mechanism to help stop the unprecedented decline of biodiversity and ecosystems by linking scientific research more closely with government policy.
This past week here in Busan, South Korea, delegates from 97 governments and 50 organizations gathered to establish a new panel to protect nature. The Intergovernmental Platform on Biodiversity and Ecosystem Services, or IPBES.
We are seeing tipping points, not just in theoretical scenarios anymore, we are witnessing them in the real world.
Wildlife species and ecosystems are being destroyed at an alarming rate. As a result, it is estimated that humans have already lost over 60% of nature's benefits and instead are now suffering the impacts of this loss, including food shortages, floods, and landslides.
Biodiversity brings us clean water, climate control, disease control, pollination services. These are fundamental building blocks to our life, our human well-being, and they're declining.
The new Intergovernmental Platform on Biodiversity and Ecosystem Services will be comparable to the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, which helped to raise global warming to the top of government's agenda.
The impact of human activities on biodiversity is influencing feedbacks to the climate system. So they're both interrelated.
A leading driver of both global warming and biodiversity loss is livestock raising, which emits harmful gases, pollutes the environment, and destroys habitat. Just prior to this event, a UNEP-supported report urged a necessary shift away from animal products in order to minimize the worst climate impacts.
Production of livestock, in particular meat products, is an enormously intense one in terms of consumption of resources. Therefore, the panel is saying that, yes, let us change our lifestyles, and reducing meat consumption is part of the solution in a world with soon 9 billion people.
At the conclusion of the five-day meeting, UNEP and the South Korean Environment Ministry arranged for an organic vegan lunch to be served to all participants and journalists, along with an informative guide on the plant-based diet benefits for the environment. Loving Head Vegan Restaurant was the official caterer of the eco-friendly meals. Reporting for Supreme Master Television from Busan, South Korea.
Our heartfelt accolades, United Nations Environment Program, South Korea, and all conference participants for your dedicated efforts leading to this new initiative to protect the natural world we depend on. May we swiftly unite in action, especially the most powerful conservation measure of organic plant-based living.
Save Our Planet. With a United Arab Emirates ban on non-biodegradable plastic bags set for 2013, a campaign to raise awareness about the dangers of plastics is launched in Abu Dhabi, where graphic images are displayed of plastic litter's harm to both marine and land animals who can die from consuming it.
Save Our Planet. Meteorologists from the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration report that the northeastern states of Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont experienced the warmest spring season on record.
Save Our Planet. Along with hunger being faced by nearly half the households in Niger due to crop failure from prolonged drought is an increasing water shortage, with residents in regions such as southern Zinder province having to travel 20 kilometers to purchase water for daily needs.
Save Our Planet. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, is working to ban the insecticide endosulfan used on fruits, vegetables, and cotton, with studies since 2002 showing that the chemical poses neurological and reproductive risks to people and wildlife.
How do you do? I'm Duni the Desert Tortoise, and I'm eating smart with a plant-based diet. Today I have a tip for a fun gift idea. You can give your friends recipe cards with your favorite vegan dishes written on them. Please look for the cards online or at a nearby department store. Remember to purchase recycled products when possible. What a wonderful present for aspiring cooks. Thank you for watching. Thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now the weather from around the world.
In good governance news, Mozambique announces plans to double the number of people with access to safe drinking water. Mozambique, the European Union, the Netherlands, the French Development Agency, and the European Investment Bank are collaborating to improve and expand the water supply system for the cities of Maputo and Matola and nearby Borne. The approximately $129 million project, a combination of donations and loans, with Mozambique providing more than 13% of the funding, will ensure the availability of clean water 24 hours per day for 1.5 million people. Our sincere appreciation, Mozambique, France, European Union, Netherlands, and European Investment Bank, for your laudable joint efforts. May many individuals gain enhanced well-being from your caring endeavor.
In health news, exercising when young increases bone strength later in life. For his doctoral thesis, Mr. Martin Nilsson, a physiotherapist and student of Sahlgrenska Academy of University of Gothenburg, Sweden, had researchers examine the bones and exercise patterns of approximately 3,200 men. It was discovered that in the age group of 18 and 19, those who were involved in sports, or used to be, had greater bone density or larger and thicker bones than those who were not. For another group of 75-year-olds, it was found that the individuals who had taken part in competitive sports when they were between the ages of 10 and 30 had higher bone density than those who had not participated during that period. Mr. Nilsson stated, "The result is particularly important because we know that a bone with a large circumference is more durable and resistant to fractures than a narrower bone." Our thankfulness, Mr. Mark Nilsson, for this valuable information. May all youth have vibrant and active lives for a healthy future. Coming up on Noteworthy News, Sinju City in Formosa encourages reduction in carbon dioxide emissions and the planting of trees. We'll take a moment to enjoy the lush green plants. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more energizing news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gladdening news for a happier world. In ecology news, Formosa or Taiwan helps to conserve the planet with trees. The Million Tree Project, Formosa's first, was held on the 64-hectare green prairie field in Hsinchu City. The event encouraged the growing of oxygen-giving trees and the reduction of carbon dioxide emissions. Participants included individuals and teams from numerous high-technology companies, schools, and communities. In addition, there was live entertainment, and many young parents brought their children to learn about loving and safeguarding our world. The Honourable Mr. Xu Ming-sai, Mayor of Hsinchu, attended and highlighted the serving of vegetarian meals in the city's schools. He expressed his hopes that Hsinchu would become a leader in environmental protection. Mr. Chen Ji-yin, a member of the Hsinchu Municipal Assembly, also promoted the plant-based diet.
尽量在我们生活平日哈，在用餐的时候尽量能够选择用素食，因为我相信素食因为减少肉食，这样会减少二氧化碳的产出，这样的话就是直接对我们地球环保尽一点心力。除了今天种树的这样一个活动，那平常三餐我想我们素食文化能够提升的话，有助于帮助这个地球，能够让它能够永永久久，让我们地球人能够居住。在这里呼吁大家吃素环保救地球。
Our gratefulness, Hsinchu City, the Honorable Mayor Su Ming-tsai, Assemblyman Chen Chi-jian, and all involved for your dedicated efforts to bring about a healthier world. May more and more cities take steps leading to a sustainable and peaceful vegan era.
吃素环保救地球 Be back, go green, save the planet.
吃素环保救地球 Yeah!
And now for some laughter with a joke told in Norwegian entitled Life Partners.
To ungkarer snakket om sine respektive valg av livspartner. En venn sa, det sies at folk generelt sett med motsatte karaktertrekk får de lykkeligste ekteskap. Hva mener du? Vennen svarte, ja, de har rett. Det derfor jeg leter etter en jente med penger.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Hello, Master. How are you? I am sending greetings from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. I am 7 years old and a vegan. I am preparing to get house initiation now. Our family, 8 members, are initiates, so thanks for blessing us every time and every minute. I love you, Supreme Master Ching Hai, Dulgun from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia.
Hi, Dulgun. So nice to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Precious Dulgun, your sweet note is heartwarming. You are such a good vegan friend of our animal co-inhabitants. I love you more and your beautiful family. God bless Mongolia. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May you be graced with good cheer and well-wishing to all.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The South Korean government approves a donation of approximately $3.2 million in humanitarian aid to North Korea to support the nutritional needs of infants and children.
Ecuadorian President Rafael Correa meets with Peruvian President Alan Garcia in Lima, Peru, where they sign various cooperative agreements and mutually affirm their nation's brotherly relations and expanding bilateral ties.
In Malaysia, animal advocate organizations and individuals, including Malaysian Senator Dr. S. Ramakrishnan and Miss Malaysia Thanyawal Ananthan, rally peacefully to call for the halt of construction plans for an animal testing laboratory in Malacca.
British Airways Chief Executive Willie Walsh declines to accept an annual bonus valued at nearly $500,000 for the second consecutive year, also giving up 1 month's pay last year to show his support for the airline's financial recovery.
Following initial emergency aid of 200,000 sandbags, Romania donates an additional 300,000 to assist neighboring Hungary in protecting against severe flooding that recently affected the country.
In a lengthy and complicated surgery donated by Fortis Hospital in Bangalore, India, a team of 15 surgeons successfully removed the extra limbs of 7-year-old Deepak Paswan to restore regular function and give him a normal life.
Prime Minister David Cameron of the United Kingdom makes his first visit to Afghanistan for talks with President Hamid Karzai regarding the goal of Afghan peace and security.
Venezuela sends 12 tons of humanitarian aid to Guatemala, including food, tents, and basic necessities to assist those affected by a recent volcanic eruption and tropical storm.
Spanish officials announced that the country's Altamira Cave will reopen by the end of the year for the first time since 2002 to display once more the descriptive art of prehistoric times dating back some 14,000 years.
His Majesty King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz of Saudi Arabia dispatches a third supply of humanitarian aid for the people of Gaza, Palestine, with 25 trucks containing nearly 300 tons of flour, sugar, and rice.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.